Shalom, today's daf yomi is Avodah Zarah daf kaf hey Avodah Zarah 25. And the very first words on our daf talk about an incident where Joshua, when he was fighting a battle on behalf of the Givonim in chapter 10 of the book of Joshua, what happened was that Joshua made a treaty with the Givonim, and then there were five Canaanite kings, the king of Jerusalem, Hebron, and other places. They came and they waged war against the Givonim, and because they were upset that the Givonim made a treaty with Joshua and the Bnei Yisrael. And so Joshua came to the hands, to the help of the people of the Givon, and he waged war against these kings. And then in the middle of the battle, when Joshua needed more time to defeat them, it says in the verse that Joshua stopped the sun from setting, as it states, Vayidum Hashemesh V'yareach Amad Ad Yikom Goy Avav Haluik Suva Al Sefer HaYashar Mayamod Hashemesh B'chatzi HaShemayim, so that the sun and the moon stopped until they were able to take full vengeance against his enemy. And all of this was written in the Sefer HaYashar, the book of the Yashar, that the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and it did not complete its circuit. So Rashi says that the verse Vayidom Hashemesh, when it's written by Joshua, but it doesn't just mean that the sun stopped. Rashi connects it with Vayidom, meaning silent. Shasak milomar shira, that the sun stopped saying its songs, that it normally every day it sings praises to God. Shebekol es lechto, that whenever it goes on its journey, it's not quiet, but when it stops moving, it's quiet. And so Joshua came along and sang the songs on its behalf, because then it says in the very next verse, it says in chapter 10 of Joshua, verse 12, Oz yidaber Yoshua Hashem, like then Joshua came and spoke to God. So we see from here that Joshua caused the sun to stop, and it's because the sun stopped, it stopped singing, and so Joshua sang on behalf of the sun. So the verse told us that all of this was written down in the book that's called the Sefer HaYashar. What is this book known as Sefer HaYashar? My Sefer HaYashar, asks the Gemara. So our Gemara gives one answer, even though other sources have other answers. Our Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan taught, this is Sefer Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. This is the book of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shenikra'u Yisharim, they are called Yisharim. Yisharim means straightforward or upright, that they are straight. As it states, how do we know that they are called Yisharim? Because it states, Tamos Nafshi Mos Yisharim, that Bilam, when he was about to die, he said in Book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 10, that I wish I would die like the death of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who, and there it refers to them as Yisharim. So since this is written down in the book of Sefer Yisharim, which is the book of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which the Gemara understands to be the book of Genesis, so if that's the case, this is a prophecy in the future that Joshua will stop the sun. So where is it written in the book of Genesis that Joshua is going to stop the sun in the future? So asks the Gemara, Heche Ramiza, where is this written? Gemara says, I'll tell you where it's written. It's written when, as a hint, when Jacob blessed Ephraim in the book of Genesis at the end of chapter 48. In chapter 48, verse 19, it says, Vizaroya Meloa Goyim, that his seed will fill up all of the lands, all of the nations. And so if that's the case, when did this happen? Amasai Yiyem Meloa Goyim. When was it that his word filled up all of the nations? So explains Bishasha Amdalochamo Yoshua, when the sun stopped for Joshua. And so Rashi explains that if a general will win a battle, then Memela, he'll win that battle. And so therefore, but he defeated the battle. But Rashi writes, Ein b'nei aspaimia yodimba, not everybody around the world will know about that battle. But when Joshua caused the sun to stop, Nir l'kolam v'yar'um ipanav, the whole nation saw what happened, and all of them were afraid of Joshua. And so we see from here that that's where the blessing that Jacob gave to Ephraim was fulfilled, because Joshua was a descendant of Ephraim. And so since Joshua was a descendant of Ephraim, and when Joshua stopped the sun, the whole world noticed, because obviously the sun affects the whole world. So therefore we see that this idea is hinted to in the book of Bereishis. And so therefore that's where we see it was written B'Sefer HaYashar, and that's a reference to Genesis. So one of the interesting things that is pointed out is that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are not called tzaddikim, they're not called righteous, but they're called yesharim, they're called upright. And this is also referred to in the verse, Ranenu tzaddikim b'Hashem, ha'yesharim navasihua. So we see that the righteous are referred to as yesharim. The Netziv, Neftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, points out that on the verse, from Devarim chapter 32 verse 4, Hatzur tamim polo tzaddik v'yasharhu, that he is righteous and upright. It's not enough just to be a tzaddik, you also have to be yashar. That the word yashar is said about God, meaning to say that God doesn't act with deceit or with crookedness, but he just works in a straight fashion. And so too, that the highest level is somebody who doesn't work in a crooked fashion, but is direct and straight and holds himself with integrity. That is the highest level, even higher than a tzaddik, is somebody who carries himself with integrity at all times. And that's why Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are referred to not as tzaddikim, but as yesharim.